T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Play WFAN.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial. 101.9 FM. Joe and
That was an entertaining night of New York baseball. It was, on a lot of levels, and we'll go all into it over the next 3 hours. Hi, everybody. It is the Midday Show. Joe is on vacation. He returns Monday. I'm with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses are only at ShopRite. We'll get to the Mets in a little bit. How you're trying to convince yourself they're in a pennant race late last night. I did. Until about 12:30 at night, I was fully convinced the Mets are in a race for the wild card spot. And then I woke up and realized that they're not. But we'll get to that later. Baseball is so funny because when the Yankees lose two nights ago and Aroldis Chapman blows that game in the ninth inning and hangs a slider to Travis Johnny Bench Darno, and the Rays come back and defeat the New York Yankees, and they cut the deficit in the American League East to 5. What I thought yesterday was, we're going to remember this game based on what happens next. If the Yankees go out and lose the next 3 games and get swept by Tampa Bay, and all of a sudden we have a dogfight for the American League East, we will cite that Monday night game at Yankee Stadium that the Yankees blew. But if the Yankees respond and they go win the next 3 games anyway, it'll be a footnote. You'll barely remember it. And so last night was fascinating because for the first 7 innings of this game, here's what a lot of Yankee fans were thinking. This is their tone through the first 7 innings of last night's game. Number one, their tone is, this offense stinks. They can't hit. They can't get a big hit. They rely on the home run again. I hate everybody. Everybody stinks. Didi's awful. Get rid of him. Gleyber Torres, what's wrong with him? DJ LeMahieu's 0-2 till he hit home run in the 6th. What's wrong with him? This is awful. And then you're probably criticizing the manager because they're down by a run. And instead of going to his key relievers, he's going to Nestor Cortez and David Hale. And I bet you're thinking to yourself, you know, this manager, it's a one-run game, and he's going to Nestor Cortez, and he's going to David Hale, and Cortez is walking, guys, and now the bases are loaded, and Johnny Bench Darno is up, and now David Hale's coming in. Where's Ottavino? Where's Canely? I hate this manager. That's what you're all thinking. And then just like that, the mood changed completely. And let's call it like it is. Let's talk about where it started. It started with David Hale. It started with David Hale getting that double play against Travis Darno in the 7th inning because the game right there hung in the balance. The Rays had a chance to blow this thing wide open. And now you're looking at a losing streak. And now you're going back to that game Monday night and you're saying this was the free fall. It's down to 4 in the American League East. They got to make 15 trades. The manager's awful. They can't hit. And panic starts to set in. I don't know if I'm going too far. I don't think I am, Aaron, because I really think with how bad Monday was, if they lose yesterday the way it looked like they were going to lose, I think there would have been a little bit of panic today. I think there would have been. And then everything changed. And everything changed starting with David Hale getting a huge double play against Travis Darno. And it didn't change in the bottom of the 7th. It changed in the bottom of the 8th, and it started with Gleyber Torres drawing a walk. And when Brett Gardner strikes out and DJ LeMahieu gets robbed, let's be honest, Kevin Kiermaier makes a great play in center field, you're not feeling good about things. And here's where you feel even worse about things. At least I look at it this way. when Aaron Judge just misses a two-run home run, you're thinking, well, there's no way he's going to hit one now. How often in baseball does a guy just miss a home run and then hit one a pitch or two later? It happens, but it's rare. And I think that contributed to what could now be, you know, it's funny, Monday could have been the disaster, and now Tuesday could be, this is when you really started to feel good. This is when you knew they were going to win the American League East. But when Aaron Judge deposits this one, and this was a no-doubter, to right center field. This wasn't a cheapy hooking down the line like the first one could have been, but he goes opposite field over the right field fence, and the Yankees take the lead, and he's doing, and don't call it the Aaron Rodgers. It's not the Aaron Rodgers. It's the Hulk Hogan, okay? When you're making the belt symbol, that's straight out of WWE. I don't know if Hogan did it first. You know, who knows? Maybe Bob Backlund did it first. I don't remember. But Aaron Judge, the king, coming through in an epic way. And what's amazing about Judge this season is he's missed a lot of time. And that's probably the biggest question he faces as a baseball player. The biggest question Aaron Judge has to answer is, can he stay healthy consistently? He hasn't throughout his career, his brief career, but he hasn't stayed healthy. But when Aaron Judge is at the plate, you watch. And when Aaron Judge gets a hit, they tend to be huge. Katie Sharp tweeted it last night. 7 of his 10 home runs have given the Yankees a lead this year. I mean, that is the opposite of what everyone used to criticize A-Rod for. Oh, he would tack on those home runs in the 8th inning of a 9-run game. This may have been the biggest one all year. But what added to your joy if you're a Yankee fan was the exclamation point. Was Voit getting a hit? Was Sanchez ripping a double? And then after Edwin was intentionally given first base, Didi Gregorius, who has slumped for a while, let out the emotion of his slump, and maybe the emotion of the team slump the Yankee bats have really gone through since coming out of the All-Star break, by hitting that Grand Slam home run and putting the exclamation point on maybe the best inning the Yankees have had all year. Maybe the most important inning the Yankees have had all year. And we're not doing a show in Tampa. We're doing a show in New York. But I would like to point out that I have no idea what Kevin Cash was doing letting Colin Poche stay in that game. I have no idea what was happening. I mean, how many right-hand hitters, Kevin, do you want to let this guy face? Now, if you're a Yankee fan, you just smile and say, great, good job, Kev. Keep it going. But, I mean, that was epic. That was epically awful. And I felt bad for Ernie, who has Colin Poche on his fantasy team, and he's thinking, like I thought with Marquez, can you get this poor SOB out already? Get him out of the game. But the Yankees have a tremendous offense. That's an obvious statement. We all know that. But even tremendous offenses go through slumps. Here are the keys. Number one, can you win while you're slumping? Check. The Yankees sort of have. They won 2 out of 3 against Toronto, and they've split the first 2 games against Tampa Bay. And can you bust out of it soon? Last night gives you the impression they're busting. Because that 8th inning was not only a great comeback in a game that could have swung your divisional lead down all the way to 4. Instead, it goes back up to 6. But maybe it's the thing that breaks not just a batting slump for an individual like Didi Gregorius, but a batting slump for the team. And that's the beauty of baseball. Monday night could have been a game we looked back on and said that brought Tampa Bay back into the race. That made this thing a dogfight. And Tuesday night, in my book, was shutting that door on their face. Because that's a bad loss if you're the Tampa Bay Rays. And we said this coming into the series. If you're the Yankees, go get a split. Just cut games off the schedule. You have an 8-game loss column lead coming in. Well, we're 2 games into this series, and guess what? They have an 8-game loss column lead, and they're 6 games up overall. This series is more important for Tampa. They had a game yesterday. They could have won. They should have won. And you could say they blow it. You could also say the New York Yankees took it. And that's what they did last night in the 8th inning against the Tampa Bay bullpen. CC Sabathia. I think it's because he's CC Sabathia and he's a borderline Hall of Famer and he's had an excellent, excellent career. But CC Sabathia gets angry at everything on the mound and we all love it. Let's just be honest about that. Now, if CC Sabathia was a Boston Red Sox or a Washington National or was still in Cleveland, I don't know how much we'd love it. But this guy's been here for a decade, and when he gets angry over nothing, you love it. Because I have no idea what he was angry about. And I couldn't wait for the postgame to find out from whether it was Avisel Garcia or CeCe himself what happened. And you know what the end result was? Misunderstanding. I mean, there was nothing to be angry about. CeCe struck him out, was pumped. I think that was the final batter he had faced in the game because it closed the sixth inning. He's emotional. You love it. Nothing wrong with that. And I don't know what happened. Maybe Garcia thought CeCe was yelling at him. Maybe, you know what I think it was? And I'm not saying this as a negative because, again, CeCe's been around forever. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. He's an emotional leader of that team. I think CeCe may have just said, I want to fire this team up. I'm just going to start screaming obscenities at Avisel Garcia. Why not? I'll pick an argument with him. And then you force poor Didi Gregorius to hold him back. Don't fight with him. I don't want him thrown out of the game. Didi, it doesn't matter if he's thrown out of the game. He's coming out of this game. It's the sixth inning. You know, Boone's not letting him go seven or eight innings. I don't know, and you can never prove this. It doesn't even matter what players say. I don't know if him screaming and yelling fires up the team. There's no way to ever prove that. But you know what it is? It's a good story. It's a good story to say it fired up the team. And clearly the Yankees were fired up in general, and maybe they're fired up because they're facing the second-best team in their division. Maybe they're fired up because they just came back. I mean, Aaron Judge is pumped up. He just hit what was and what turned out to be the game-winning home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Maybe they're pumped up because there's 45,000 people there that I don't think tried the wave last night, thank God. They did do it the night before, which is disgraceful. But they know, hey, these games are big. And if it's up to the New York Yankees, these would be the last big games they play until October. So I don't know if CeCe Sabathia yelling at Avisel Garcia did anything. But what I do know is for the first seven innings, I think the Yankee fan looked at last night and thought about a lot of bad things. The team batting slump, the inability to get a big hit, Boone going to Cortez and Hale in a close game. And everything changed in an instant. And it changed because their best player, Aaron Judge, stepped up and hit a big opposite field home run to give the Yankees the lead, give the Yankees a win, and let you relax if you're a Yankee fan. Because when you wake up this morning, you're 8 up on Tampa in the loss column, 6 overall. You're 11 up on the Red Sox in the loss column, 10 overall. The Red Sox lost last night. The Red Sox are not making a run at this division. They may make the playoffs. I still think they will make the playoffs, even though they're on the outside looking in. But they have not shown all year long that they are capable of going on that kind of run that they need to catch the Yankees in this American League East. This is the New York Yankees division. They are better than the Tampa Bay Rays. They are better than the Boston Red Sox. And they've had a lot of moments like this throughout the year. That doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series. October is a completely different animal. The Yankees can win the World Series, no doubt. But I don't think moments like this mean they're going to, but this is their division. And if there was any doubt last night that it wasn't their division, Aaron Judge and Didi Gregorius made it crystal clear.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.